I've been doing this for a while, but never back to back.
Well, and, as we pointed out earlier.
I must confess, for many years I've made it my habit to not look at any notes while I address the court. And I have to say that getting ready for this one, I said, I'm just going to read it. So I apologize for that.
That's quite all right. As we said earlier, this is an entirely different patent, different reference.
It is indeed.
Different.
Okay. We're going to address two issues. The first issue is whether there's substantial evidence to support the finding below that Alcara discloses the use of a, quote, relatively non-uniform etching profile. And again, we contend that there is not such relevant evidence as a reasonable mind might accept as adequate to support a conclusion when the evidence is considered as a whole. The phrase non-uniform etching profile appears twice in the claim. And I quote, etching said top film surface to define a relatively non-uniform etching profile on said film, and defining etch rate data, and I'm skipping, which defines a position within said non-uniform etching profile. Conclusions can be drawn from this claim language. One, the uniform etching profile is the final completed etching profile, not an intermediate profile. Two, the reason for the non-uniform profile is to use it for a useful purpose.
But let me just sort of try to clarify in my mind. What's your main dispute for the reliance on Alcire? Is it because this was not the preferred route for Alcire? Is it because Alcire, you think, taught away from what the board concluded? So what's your precise problem with the use of Alcire?
Frankly, I don't think the Alcire does a whole lot, but if you'll bear with me, I think it'll become clear.
Okay.
Two, the reason for the non-uniform profile is to use it for a useful purpose. Three, the useful purpose for the non-uniform profile is to obtain, quote, etch rate data, this is from the claim, etch rate data comprising an etch rate and a spatial coordinate which defines a position within said relatively non-uniform etching profile. Four, using a uniform as opposed to a non-uniform etching profile would produce all the same etch rate data because the etch rate in the vertical axis would all be the same, whereas using a non-uniform profile will yield different etch rates at different positions in the vertical axis or Z direction as shown in figure 1A of the patent. None of this is taught in any of the cited prior art. A, it is undisputed that the decision and appellees rely solely on Alcire for the, quote, non-uniform claim element. B, it is undisputed that Alcire's figure 2 is not the final completed etching profile, but a snapshot partway through the etching process. C, Alcire's figure 6, which appellees rely on as teaching, does not teach or suggest a non-uniform etching profile at the end of the etching process. The figure clearly shows that the film thickness H is zero at all radial positions, i.e. all the film has been removed. And as Alcire states about figure 6, quote, for this particular example, the film will be completely cleared after a dimensionless time of 10.1 has elapsed. That's at Appendix 1234, Column 1. F- Figure 6 of Alcaro shows non-uniform stripping, but not non-uniform etching profile. D, Alcaro does not teach or suggest using the etching profiles of either Figure 2 or Figure 6 for any purpose, and certainly not for defining etch rate data. Accordingly, there is no substantial evidence that Alcaire shows a non-uniform etching profile.
Okay. I've listened to you read your stuff, and unfortunately, and maybe it's me and not you, it hasn't become entirely clear having let you continue. So let me just try to ask you. Is there are you suggesting a claim construction dispute here, which wasn't raised below, about what relatively non-uniform means?
No,
Your
Honor.
Is that where you think you parted ways with the board? So I still, can you just tell me in English what Alcaire talks about uniform, but then it also includes non-uniform. What it that's non-uniform is not necessarily preferred, but it's disclosed. Do you disagree with that?
The whole point of Alcaire is, as in most things in the semiconductor industry, you want a uniform profile. And okay. So the fight continues decade and decade to try to get that uniform profile. He mentions non-uniform profile only in the context of you don't want non-uniform. You want a uniform profile.
He has a figure two that it is understood plainly shows the creation of a relatively non-uniform etching profile. Do you disagree with that?
What he shows in figure two is, as he explains explicitly, is a snapshot of his etching process. So his etching process goes to the end, and in the end, there is not a non-uniform profile. And he doesn't use what he shows in figure two for anything.
But he does disclose it.
Well, I guess you could say that, although
if you're looking at prior art, you're looking at the question of what is disclosed, aren't you?
Well, I suspect there's tons of prior art that show non-uniform profiles because that happens in the industry. I mean, if you're pushing for uniform, logically follows that there's going to be a lot of non-uniform. But what this patent is about is deliberately getting a non-uniform profile so that you can get different etch rates to ultimately get what you want. And Alcaire doesn't show that, and he doesn't do anything with his figure two, because, as I say, that's just during the process. It looked like that at one point, and at the end, it ends up to be uniform. So neither figure two nor figure six shows a non-uniform profile.
But part of the question is whether one of ordinary skill in the art would extract from Alcaire. What would one of skill in the art understand from Alcaire?
I don't think any one skilled in the art would learn anything from Alcaire having to do with the patent suit.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court. Directly addressing the disclosure of Alcaire and its teachings, we submit that there was more than substantial evidence on which the board based its decision that Alcaire discloses a relatively non-uniform etch profile. That evidence includes, of course, figure two itself, which Dr. Graves, an expert in chemical engineering, testified before the board that the figure two shows a tapered profile. Alcaire itself says that the etching at the edge of the wafer is at the highest and that the etch rate diminishes as you move towards the center. So you have a higher rate of etching at the edge. The film is cleared, in fact, at the edge. It then shows a convex profile, clearly non-uniform. before reaching the middle. So Alkire itself clearly discloses this. Figure 6, which counsel said refers to stripping, in fact, in the text of the figure itself, it refers to etching explicitly.
Where is that?
That is in figure 6, mm-hmm. appendix page 1234, mm-hmm. And it says, quote, film thickness distribution at different cumulative etch times. And
where,
it goes on.
Where is that? I'm on the right page, but are you looking at the left column or the right column?
My apologies, Your Honor.
That's all right.
The left side, lower left, mm-hmm. right underneath where it's describing what figure 6 shows. So it's immediately, it says figure 6 colon, and then it goes from there.
Okay.
And twice refers in that description of figure 6 to etching. But be that as it may, with respect to figure 6, it is clearly showing non-uniform etch profiles as a function of time. The etching, again, at the edge, towards the edge of the wafer, is much higher than it is towards the middle of the wafer, which is, by definition, non-uniform. What I heard counsel to argue, in fact, is a claim construction argument that was not made below and is therefore waived. The argument seems to be, and it was frankly raised for the first time in the reply brief here, the argument seems to be that this evidence of a non-uniform etch profile has to be at the end of some etching process. Beyond being new, that argument finds no support in the claim language. The claim language simply says that you etch, you perform etching, and then you have a non-uniform etch profile as a result of that etching. It doesn't say how long it has to go. It doesn't say that some process of fabrication has to be completed. What's more, I would refer the court to column 5, lines 22 to 23 of the patent itself. And at that column and at those lines, the patent actually says that when in the patent, when you're creating this profile, you actually stop.
I'm sorry, can you tell me again what column and line?
Yes, it's column 5, and I'll refer the court to lines 22 to 23. And here in this part of the patent, and I'll refer you to appendix page 107, and in that column and lines, what the patent is talking about is performing this plasma etching. And there it says that plasma etching of the film stops before the end point or etch stop. The idea is that in this patent, in the preferred embodiment, you don't etch all the way through the film. You stop before the end point of the etching. And so just like the patent, and we don't even know this, whether Alkire's process was complete or partial, but even for the sake of argument, if that's the case, the patent seems to disclose that very same technique. The next argument that I heard counsel make was that Alkire does not show essentially the use of this non-uniform etch profile with respect to the use of that for etch rate data, which is the next part of that claim. But as the board found, and as was submitted in the petition to the PTAB, the combinations here were to combine Alkire on the one hand with Cow and also Galuski on the other hand. And it was those two references that used empirical data, in the one case, etch data for Cow, in the Galuski case, deposition or growth rate data on the other. And it used that data in connection with gathering that empirical information, figuring out what the etch rate was in that empirical etch, and then extracting the surface reaction rate constants from that empirical data. So the argument below, as embraced by the board, was that you would take this art and these teachings in combination. The board found a strong motivation to combine these references together and to take those teachings in tandem and to then use that empirical evidence from Cow and Galuski and combine it with Alkire to achieve the claimed invention. We submit that there was no error below and that substantial evidence supported the board's decisions. I'd be happy to answer questions on other aspects that were raised in the paper if the court has any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Perhaps I misheard counsel, but I thought he said that in Alkire, figure 2 is the final profile. That is absolutely 100% wrong. With regard to figure six, he says that it's etching, not stripping. That perhaps is my fault by using the word stripping instead of etching. I think those are both the same thing. The real point about figure six is they are saying it shows a non-uniform profile. And if you look at the figure, it shows that all of the etchings end up to be the same place, i.e. zero, which means that they have stripped away all of the resist.
Did I misunderstand you earlier saying that figure six stripping is not the same thing as etching? Are you?
No, I didn't say anything like that. And if I did, I misspoke. Okay. What I was saying was that the strip rate or the etch rate does change in figure six. But the important thing is what you end up with at the end, and that is not uniform. So you have non-uniform stripping or etching, but you have a uniform etch profile. With regard to the end profile, again, I would say that Alkire would not teach the person skilled in the art anything, and he certainly doesn't show having a non-uniform profile. Counsel quotes from the patent with regard to an etch stop. The reason that you have a etch stop is once you've etched in certain places, if you continue to etch, you'll go into the substrate below that, and that's bad. So that's all he was talking about then. So he's talking about a very minor thing. But what he's trying to do, and it's clear from figure 1A in the patent, he wants to have different etching so that you end up with that the distance from the substrate to the top of the etched material is different across the whole thing, so we can get different data by using the non-uniform profile. And as I said before, if you had a uniform profile, you'd get all the same data, which wouldn't be helpful. So what he's doing is he's getting all this different data and then moving on from there. Is anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank both sides, and the case is submitted. And that concludes.